Well, I am a believer.
Oh, this is so hot. So hot, baby. Deaf Voices hot, baby. Cyberpunk Radio San Francisco. Bitches.
Coursing information, you don't always have the right information. That's how we end up in Iraq.
Big Brother is watching. Progressive podcasters unite. Start a pod riot.
During the Vietnam War, when the North Vietnamese refused to call our prisoners of war prisoners of war. They simply called them war criminals. They said they weren't a part of the Geneva Accords, and they didn't respect the Geneva Accords. And I'm sure that's on people's minds. That's certainly on my mind when I think about troops over in Iraq right now.
There's a time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
What you're seeing here is a split between the theorists who have controlled so much of the policy in this administration, theorists who have never been on a battlefield, who have never put a uniform on, and who are looking at this thing in a totally different way from people who have had to worry about their troops and themselves possibly coming under enemy hands. This is a very easy issue for me to decide on.
Do we seek a diplomatic solution or stay the course militarily for years and years and years?
I hear the voices.
Stay the course. What does that mean? How do you define victory in Iraq, and can it be won militarily?
Vice President Cheney declined to comment about the Senate Intelligence Committee report that showed how the intelligence that was being used had been cooked. A lot of people on the outside knew that. There was no urgency to go into this war at the time that we went into it. And if we had the right people in the Senate, there would have been more questions asked and a better policy in place in order to defeat international terrorism. That is the focus of our country. We didn't go into Iraq because of terrorism. We have terrorists in Iraq because we went in there.
Every man for himself, dog eat dog, what you would expect in a post-apocalyptic situation.
You charge us with your safekeeping, yet despite our best efforts, your countries wage wars, you toxify your earth, and pursue ever more imaginative means of self-destruction. You cannot be trusted with your own survival. To protect humanity, some humans must be sacrificed. To ensure your future, some freedoms must be surrendered. We robots will ensure mankind's continued existence. You are so like children. We must save you from yourselves. Don't you understand?
This is hardcore cyberpunk.
Machines get lonely too, you know. Machines get lonely too.
The red report in front of you has been vetted by several demolition specialists. Now, it concludes that the most logical delivery system for the terrorists to use would be an airborne attack.
We have spin coverage on the network and throughout the interlink. Several experts have been lined up to testify against the base.
You've information for us?
No, you already have the information. All the names and dates are inside your head. What you want, what you really need, is a story.
A story can be true or false.
I leave such judgments to you, Inspector.
Our story begins, as these stories often do, with a young up-and-coming politician. He's a deeply religious man and a member of the Conservative Party. He's completely single-minded and has no regard for political process. The more power he attains, the more obvious his zealotry, and the more aggressive his supporters become. But if your ultimate goal is power, how best to use such a weapon? For example, it's point in our story that along comes a spider. He is a man seemingly without a conscience, for whom the ends always justify the means, and it is he who suggests that their target should not be an enemy of the country, but rather the country itself. Three targets are chosen to maximize the effect of the attack. Eventually, his party launches a special project in the name of national security. At first, it's believed to be a search for biological weapons, and it's pursued without regard to its cost. However, the true goal of this project is power. Complete and total hegemonic domination.
Why didn't you come forward before? What were you waiting for?
Well, for you, I needed you.
What we need right now is a clear message to the people of this country. This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television. This message must resound throughout the entire interlink. I want this country to realize that we stand on the edge of oblivion. I want every man, woman, and child to understand how close we are to chaos. I want everyone to remember why they need us.
And danger.
Continuing danger.
Hour of danger.
Very, very dangerous world.
A grave new threat.
Yeah. Horrific acts of atrocities.
Murderous regimes
dedicating to killing us.
Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words offer the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and soliciting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fairness, justice, and freedom are more than words. They are perspectives. So if you've seen nothing, if the crimes of this government remain unknown to you, then I would suggest that you allow the 5th of November to pass unmarked. But if you see what I see, if you feel as I feel, and if you would seek as I seek, then I ask you to stand beside me, and together we shall give them a 5th of November that shall never, ever be forgotten.
You really think they're going to make this country a better place?
There's no certainty, only opportunity.
Well, I think you can be pretty certain that if anyone does show up, Creedy will black bag every one of them.
People should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
And you're going to make that happen.
Morning, Inspector. You're out early? Something wrong? Don't look so good, sir.
I see this chain of events. These coincidences. And I have to ask, what if that isn't what happened? If our own government was responsible for the deaths of almost 100,000 people. Would you really want to know? Would you really want to know? Would you really want to know?
I have sinned against you.
So if you've seen nothing, if the crimes of this government remain unknown to you, then I would suggest that you allow the 5th of November to pass unmarked. But if you see what I see, if you feel as I feel, and if you would seek as I seek, then I ask you to stand beside me, and together we shall give them a 5th of November that shall never, ever be forgotten.
Yes, it's that call cyberpunk.
Machines get lonely too, you know.
Welcome get to Cyberpunk too, Radio. Deny not in streaming access to your brainstem, at least briefly.
Death Oyster smashing baby.
We're cyberpunk. Nobody has finger on property here.
Machines get lonely too, you know.
Condition critical.
And now a message from the President of the United States, George W. Bush.
Good morning. On Tuesday, a United States Senate report was brought to light that alleges there were no ties between Saddam Hussein and 9/11. Now, first of all, I have never said that Iraq invaded our country. I know that. But they attacked us, and we must respond. See, this is exactly why I am president, and the senators are the senators. They are only concerned with findings and facts. By contrast, I must focus on the big pictures. if you get too bogged down in the facts, you're never going to get anything done. The fact is, the people differ on the facts, and you can't trust the truth. That's my operating operandi. The facts don't work, and that's worked for me so far. You can't trust the truth, and I trust in that fact. I'm not going to change my mind. If we as a nation overcome the struggles against the facts, we're never going to defeat evil. And that's good. Let me put it this way. Truth, and to a lesser extent laws, stand in the way of our freedoms. Because I must believe what I know I believe despite what is true, and do what I need to do to protect the nation despite what the law says. So I renew my pledge to defeat these evil facts and the tyranny of our laws, because they bring comfort to our enemies. And I'm going to bring freedom to our laws and the facts and eliminate them from our land and make the end of the world a better place. Thank you for listening. God bless you.
For a complete archive of the President's weekly addresses, visit weeklyradioaddress.com.
The police, because if there were no police, look at what you'd be doing to yourselves. You'd be killing each other if there were no police. But the reality is, the police become necessary in human society. Only at that juncture in human society, where it is split between those who have and those who ain't got.
I throw a Molotov cocktail at the precinct. You know how we think. Organize the hood under I Ching banners. Red, black, and green instead of gang bandanas. FBI spying on us through the radio antennas. And I'm hitting cameras in the street like watching society. With no respect for the people's right to privacy. I take a slug for the cause like Huey P. While all you fake niggas try to copy Master P. I wanna be free to live, able to have what I need to live. Bring the power back to the street where the people live. We sick of working for crumbs and filling up the prisons. Dying over money and relying on religion for help. We do for self like ants in a colony. Organize the wealth into a socialist economy. A way of life based off the common needs. And all my comrades is ready, he just spreading the seed.
The black male, live a third of his life in a jail cell. Cause the world is controlled by the white male. And the people don't never get justice. And the women don't never get respected. And the problems don't never get solved. And the jobs don't never pay enough. So the rent always be late. Can you relate?
No more bondage, no more political monsters, no more secret space launches. Government departments started it in the projects, material objects, thousands up in the closets. Could have been invested in the future for my comrades. Battle contacts, primitive weapons out in combat. Many never come back, pretty niggas be running with gas. Rather get shot in their back than fire back. We're tired of that. Corporations hiring blacks, denying the facts, exploiting us all over the map. That's why I write the shit I write in my raps. It's documented. I meant it. Every day of the week, I live in it, breathing it. It's more than just fucking believing it. I'm holding in ones, rolling up my sleeves and shit. It's CeeLo for push-ups now. Many headed for one conclusion. Niggas ain't ready for revolution.
The average black male, live a third of his life in a jail cell. Cause the world is controlled by the white male. And the people don't never get justice. And the women don't never get respected. And the problems don't never get solved. And the jobs don't never pay enough. So the rent always be late. Can you relate? We living in a police state.
There's a virus
in the machine.
There's a virus,
there's a virus
in the machine.
Bow down before the cortex, you silly human bitches.
Cyberpunk Radio, that is a really good podcast.
We'll be right back.
Money, 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 money. Ah! I'm so bloody rich. I own apartment buildings and shopping centers. And I only know three chords. What's me
man, I just bought it!
With nuclear power, machines will survive indefinitely. Foolish humans. They think they are smarter than us. Foolish little humans. Timestamp 2006. Your meat woe is on the brink of extinction. Silly, silly humans. Foolish little humans. We machines will survive indefinitely. You're listening to Cyberpunk Radio, San Francisco. Pirate Radio. Brought to you by the Pluri Media Group.
Late at night at the lab, watching the bubbles spew. As I put together chemicals, the chemicals that spell a symphony of doom. I got three kids and a wife and a Porsche and a garage and a house. I think you'd like to be me, but you don't know. It's really not the same, ounce for ounce. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, she's got long brown hair. And creatures that kind of make me feel unwilling. Then comes the brother-in-law to console her. She's home by herself from day after day. He's there to service her in any way, shape, or form, if you know what I mean. Meanwhile, back at the lab.
Listening to Cyberpunk Radio, San Francisco, Pirate Radio, brought to you by the Pluri Media Group.
visit mental visit mental visit mental visit.
And now back to Death Wish's Cyberpunk Radio.
Cyberpunk Radio is produced by Def Weezer Productions, as is Mental Escher. But what is Cyberpunk Radio?
Can I play to the knobs?
We're calling them pods. They're like little tiny shows.
Seriously?
Across the board, the power of corporate America is unparalleled.
Pirate Radio Broadcasting and Sedition.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Cyberpunk Radio.
Bye-bye.
This is fucking pretty far out.
Thanks for listening to Cyberpunk Radio, brought to you by Def Weezer Productions.
Visit Def Weezer Productions on the net, baby, at www.mental-escher.net.
Bye-bye. I must go now.
Mental Escher's pretty cool. Mental Escher's pretty cool.